This
Okay.
meeting is being recorded. Welcome to Crypto Sparta Podcast. Brian's going to start us off, as always, with the state of the markets.
Yep. Markets, we're going on a little bounce back from last week. Bitcoin today, it's at 35,781. So that's, better from, 30 where it was last week. Ethereum is at 2100, about 2151. So that's up from, like 1800 it was hovering. So yeah, today is a good bounce back day.
For the markets. Maybe Gabe wants to also bring his like insight since he's been gone for a little bit.
Yeah, how have you been trading?
This whole week's been having a little rocket. We got Ethereum Classic up 32% today, having a little bit of a green dildo moment. Hold on, let me check some stuff.
I don't even know what Ethereum Classic does.
No one does. It's kind of
and it was weird because like I hear about them from the people that don't know anything about crypto. And it's the same people that asked me about Doge before it popped. And I'm like, where is this? We've already talked about, where is this normie news?
Yeah.
Look at the top 10. Shiba Inu is at number 10.
Shiba Inu's been popping.
Yeah, she's like, really?
Last
still?
7 days, it's up 30%. Yeah.
I saw a Twitter thing with the top 10, and it's a lot of hot garbage.
Yeah, all these meme
coins are even bouncing back. So I don't know if that's a good sign or not, but it's got to be right.
I don't know. When the meme coins popped off, it was so bad. Like, gas prices were so high. Like, you couldn't trade at all.
Well, and one of the interesting things that we were looking at is that, like, now that they're cheaper, it's, like, maybe going to be chill to actually mint NFTs.
Well, I think part of the reason it's cheaper, too, is Ethereum's really kind of getting their shit together slowly but surely.
It seems like the scaling and then also taking some of it off of Ethereum. And, I mean, I think that you see, like, overall, Ethereum's going to survive and be dominant. But there's, like, complementary side chains or applications or, layer two solutions that seem to be working where it's, like, it's working better than ever. Why isn't Ethereum at 6K? Like, why?
Why isn't paint pumping if that was the case?
Yeah.
It's really weird. It seems like some people are really bearish on Ethereum. Some people are really bullish. Who's right is going to be interesting. I mean, I don't really get the bearish short-term case, but
well, and then
never really know.
Today, Jim Cramer said, so I'm moving my Bitcoin holdings into Ethereum. People use it more. I just like it better. Or like he said something along the lines of like people use Ethereum. And I think people are really, and we've been waiting for the flippening forever, but Ethereum is useful, but Bitcoin.
Like he's not providing new information. Like Cramer is not providing new information. That guy is.
I don't think he takes it seriously.
Yeah.
But it's like an important market sentiment because like, it is weird how, and we had this like talk with when I was chilling with Gabe about how retail is disinterested.
Yeah, because they're losing a lot of money.
Yeah, that's
short term. It's so
the only thing keeping it alive is it kind of is catching on internationally still, like a lot, I think, because like it's almost to the point where like anything's better than their currencies, so like they're just like looking for outs all the time, but. Because like, we know, like, in the U.S., we just have, like, such a strong currency. But in most countries, that's just not the case, So, like.
Yeah, I saw a tweet that, like, Paraguay is, following El Salvador's footsteps. They might make Bitcoin legal currency.
A lot of countries, I think, are.
Yeah, definitely Central America.
Yeah.
South America, South all those America. Poor ones.
But then, I mean, at the same time, on the flip side. Did you guys hear about how Mexico is saying that their centralized finance can't participate in cryptocurrencies?
I did see that, like the largest bank in Mexico. Like,
oh no, we're going to lose like $5 of liquidity.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty natural for like banks and governments to fight, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
To fight any kind of use or legalization. It's pretty much making banks obsolete, like DeFi.
No, I was listening to Justin Sun. He was on Up Only, and where he was talking about the implications of having all these countries have Bitcoin as a legal currency. Like, even though you can denounce, you know, trading Bitcoin, you in China, you're allowed to trade currencies. So, like, technically, since El Salvador is, you know, trading Bitcoin, technically, you're allowed to trade Bitcoin in China because, you know, El Salvador uses that as a currency. So, you know, he, you know, foresees that, you know, in order to like do business with other countries and do trade, you're going to have to accept Bitcoin if all these other countries are accepting Bitcoin just to like, you know, trade.
The flip argument is, when are the CBDCs coming? When are the coins that are actually endorsed by countries and centralized banks?
Yeah.
When are those coins just going to take over and then they're going to like squeeze out Bitcoin or like the other cryptos? And I mean, I don't believe it's going to happen. I believe in like many, many cryptos succeeding, but it was an interesting experiment where someone asked, what is going to be the top 10 in 5 years or 10 years? And then someone was like, in 10 years, the top 10 is going to be like all centralized bank coins and then a few DeFi coins that are accepted to take the centralized bank coins.
Yeah, there's going to be one there that hasn't even like been created yet.
That was one of the, yeah. And then one of the gaps was it was like USDC, like China central bank coin, Europe central bank coin. Something that hasn't been invented, and then it would be like product, DeFi product, Ethereum, Bitcoin. And then there were some people saying really dumb stuff where they were like XRP, like, and then this and that, like just random shit coins. Like,
yeah, but yeah. I don't see CBDC is like replacing Bitcoin or other cryptos, because are you going to be able to use China's CBDC in any other country in the world?
You'll have to be able to trade for it, though, over your phone. And I mean, what does it matter in what country? Well, because I mean, you'll transfer, but in China, you'll have to use those.
So if you have to make the transfer every time, wouldn't it just be easier if, like, a country's just accepted?
No, but China's going to refuse in the future. They're going to force you to only use their coin that they're certifying the intake and output.
Exactly. So are people, like, really going to transfer, like, over to that to do that?
You're going to be monitored when you enter the country. Your phone is constantly monitored anyways when you enter the country.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I just
they know when you access the internet.
Sketch like that.
Yeah, they limit what websites you see. You think they're not going to limit what currencies you can use in their country, which is an important market?
Yeah, but I just don't like see how like any of this benefits China really. Like, it's, I mean, banning Bitcoin, they're basically just throwing away money they were making. I just don't really get it.
There was someone who said they were like, China just threw away a 3-1 lead in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like, no, they had a monopoly over mining, basically.
Yeah.
And I saw a creepy that
it's like, you imagine, and then they were like, okay, it was like, yeah, the central banks actually are just toying with their local citizens, and they just move in between Bitcoin and their dollars to shake people out. And they were like, and then, like, China owns a third of it, and the U.S. owns a tenth. And then they just keep selling to fuck with their citizens to take away their Bitcoin.
I just don't see China's CBDC dominating the world. I just don't think that's, like, a reality.
No, it won't dominate the world, but it'll
like,
be
I don't see everyone transferring all their assets to, like, their digital currency. I just don't think that's going to happen at all.
I mean, if you look
at good luck to them, but I still
if you look at the top 10 of cryptos, it doesn't make sense to me. So it's like, whatever you think you're going to predict, like, there's going to be stupid stuff in the future where you're like, why is Ethereum Classic or why is Shiba Inu outperforming?
What's actually going to be crazy about, like, China's coin, probably. That'll be fun. Hopefully at first. That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, it's going to be weird in the future where like, what do we even tie our value set of coins against the dollar? And then you just start being into like a real relative thing, and you're just like, oh, like we just forget about like crypto. I need like some chickens or like some gold Krugerrands.
Yeah, so it's like you're going to be trading Bitcoin for pizza again.
It's not far away.
But on another note, like one of the things that we were looking to talk about was like, I mean, I think that like the idea of that thing that hasn't been built yet and kind of like some of the projects that could develop, where it's like Theta, or like in my mind, like RVP was trying to do that, where it's like some sort of a decentralized,
like Facebook,
YouTube, or yeah, decentralized Facebook. Like
that was RVP, yeah, social media basically.
But isn't Theta a little bit like supposed to be like a decentralized YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a decentralized video streaming service basically. And it's pretty crazy, where it's like utilizing like unused bandwidth, you know, in order to improve video quality from different users. And they have all these different partners that are like big players in the space, and you know, even in the, you know, video space, they have Sony, Samsung.
That was the crazy thing, is you were saying that they were working with like Sony and stuff.
They do. No, they have a governance node. Like each of their major partners have like a governance validator node.
So it's multi-signature governance, where it's like everybody, you need like everybody's signature to be able to.
Yeah, something similar to that, where they have over like 30 like governance nodes, and then you can like install this edge node onto your browser, and then so while you're streaming on, you know, Theta TV, or you're watching like World Poker Tour, you are, you know, they're, you're allowing people or Theta to like use your unused bandwidth to help other people watch the same thing that you're watching. And as a reward, you get T Fuel, which is like their operating token. And then
it's
Theta.
It's a little bit like Brave and the basic attention token. Like,
yep.
Man, I have a friend that is looking to have me also go on board with his project of like, I think that there's a lot of opportunity, and it's like not necessarily like starting off with a perfect idea. It's going to be weird because it's like the different teams are going to evolve, and like we can just jump to just chilling and just talking about Howie. Cause like Brian, you and I have been paying, and I think we just need like a news update, like a little segment on the Urzel updates.
We want to go into Urzel, talk about Urzel.
Well, like, just the update, because the updates of like, I think that like it's the idea of growth of different projects and teams, because Theta, they say they're going on a mainnet. And then also, I don't know much about Telcoin, but it's like there are certain projects that look good and then you don't know what they're valued against. And then you don't really factor in that there's technology behind this, and there will be winners, and there are people doing updates that mean a difference.
Yeah. So Urzel, they announced today Howie was on Lunar Crush, which is kind of a social media network for crypto. And he announced that, you know, their main product is ready, their B2B product, and that they're going to be.
I didn't even hear this. Yeah.
Well, that they're going to be starting to onboard their first, you know, CeFi bank onto their platform within the next, you know, 15 to, you know, 45 days. I know he'll talk more about that tomorrow. They have a town hall meeting, which is like a 30-minute meeting with Howie, like every week or every 2 weeks or so.
Did he say which bank?
No, I didn't listen to the announcement. It was kind of just from Twitter, but
I mean, they already have El Capitan as like a partner.
And I'm sure they're not going to disclose until they're actually onboarded.
Yeah. And I mean, the way that the original P2P lending went out. But the thing is, it's like there's progress. And I'm curious as to what you guys think is going to like scale the best or in the future be like. Because I think that Ethereum, I don't see them like being the same of what they are now in a year.
The thing is, I think Theta can scale with the fact that they have Samsung and Sony as partners, you know, and how easy it is to install like an edge node. Imagine them putting an edge node into every Samsung TV or Sony TV or PlayStation, where it's like you have a decentralized network already built in from Samsung TVs.
I mean, isn't this in like all of like the TV shows?
Yeah. Like, Silicon Valley for sure. This reminds me of Silicon Valley with the cell phones, right?
Yeah.
How they're in the...
all become a network, yeah.
They're in the convention center.
And you know the thing is, I feel like it's good to have a healthy dose of being like, we say this, but it's like you need to be in perspective that like a lot of these things will fail or won't, because like sometimes you read it and you're like, whoa, dude, this is going to like rock the world.
Well, the thing is that they have the co-founder of YouTube, the co-founder of Twitch, you know, two of the biggest, you know, video platforms on the internet today, as advisors.
The advisory roles and like the board memberships, it's like corporate.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like hedging their bets. Everybody is just like kind of, they're in a little bit of a circle jerk. And it's like,
once but you get there's in no circle, video you can, like, streaming board though,
where you just mail it in and then you get paid. Yeah. And then if you go to like the banquet, they like subsidize your dinners. Like,
exactly. But I mean, they also have the interesting partnership that they have is with the CAA and like United Talent Agency, which is like Hollywood, you know, agents for, you know, basketball, all these celebrities.
Yeah.
And, you know, just one possibility is that you have a lot of like basketball players, CAA. I
mean, you might as well talk about the Tom Brady and Giselle news.
Yeah, I mean, like, endorsements. Well, no, I'm just saying,
what's going to happen when crypto gets like into super commercial? Because
well, Sam it's Bank starting to.
How much did Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen get? They announced today.
I don't know about Giselle. I know Tom Brady. Millions? He got a. Well, he's getting paid in, you know, cryptocurrency. Imagine him getting like paid in Solana or like rope and coke. Like, what is the number of multitudes of like rope is he getting in his Solana wallet? But yeah, basically SBF, you know, FTX partnership with Tom Brady to endorse.
Well, and they did the MLB as well as Miami Stadium.
And it's the MLB is kind of funny because it's the dumbest kind of thing where it's like you're putting FTX logo on umpire, you know, polos.
I think he's just trying to, because I heard him do a talk about customer acquisition cost. And he's like, football's too expensive. Let's just slap our logo on like the visible, but like, yeah, it's baseball, but we're FTX. And now we're everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, but football, Tom Brady's football. So that's like an avenue too. You target athletes instead of football.
They got Trevor Lawrence.
I thought that was Blockfolio. That was Blockfolio.
Yeah, Blockfolio.
Yeah, that's different.
It's like, when is it again?
Tomorrow, like 18 hours.
They're not going to delay it again, are they? Because last time it
crashed. I'm not sure. I'm not that into Theta. I just started researching today.
For months, both times. So.
Well, the thing about the mainnet, too, I don't know how, you know, essential it is, you know, to the overall structure. I think it's just like decoupling from, you know, Bitcoin to be, you know, self-reliant. Obviously, that's a major task. So I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, bugs.
Yeah, but, I mean, when it comes to, like, I just, like, the idea of, you know, forward-looking and, like, what can we expect? It's so weird because it's, like, I feel like we're in crypto and, like, still listening, but a lot of people don't care anymore. But there's still a lot happening, but everybody ignores it because of the price, and it's all weighed down by the price of Bitcoin. Yeah. And I think that this is where you really can, like, if you're investing, make your money.
No, yeah, this is definitely when everyone's asleep.
If you're outperformers, things will sink or swim. Like, yeah.
You know, in hindsight, I'd rather, you know, start investing now, you know, instead of, you know, a month ago when things were high.
And I mean, I got in before, and that was what, like, got me all started with this, because it was like, that $200 ETH, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of shit in December, sold a lot of that.
Well, you got the car. You got the car. The crypto Sparta car.
Bro, like I knew in crypto, it's like, all right, like if I double or triple my money, I like made myself promise I'd like sell everything I put in, you know.
Well, I was just like, you gotta like keep the enjoy profits. It. Like if you made a lot, like you gotta like get things that are like, because I was like, I made a lot, so like I'm gonna take out some and like pay down some bills. And I'm going to get a flamethrower. like I won. So, like, let me get, like, treat yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it's like.
Market. I hope it's starting back up again right now. But that was a fun-ass bull market for sure.
So I mean, like, that's why months. I got the Crypto Sparta and the Crypto Memes domains. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this goes.
That was off that cheap ETH. That just stacking the cheap ETH. On Robinhood, though, I didn't even know what I was doing.
Yeah.
The craziest part about crypto is everything goes up at once. You can't pick a loser.
No.
Yeah.
It's like hard to. I mean, you can, but it's hard.
So it's like everybody's a genius.
Yeah.
Everybody. But then if it all goes down, whoever got you in is the asshole.
Yeah.
It's so true. And it's all arbitrary.
I love all the blaming that goes on.
It's like so dumb. Like,
you made me a degenerate.
Like, no one made you do it. Like,
no, that's, not financial advice.
Yeah.
Risk what you can afford to lose. Not legal advice. Like, this is the daily disclaimer.
We're all degenerates. Fun. Don't listen to us.
Not as bad. So, Brian, we're talking about now that we are remote, that we should, and I hope you'd be interested as well as the production team, Aubrey-san and Brian-san. Of getting additional guests and get a real DJ on and get Liquidated Nick.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I've never been liquidated before, so it'd be nice to, you know, learn from his mistakes.
You gotta get Willis P90.
Oh, dude, and Willis. Talk about
we need Willis. Definitely NFT game is Willis's domain.
We'll get him on. We'll get him on.
We have our Crypto Sparta Telegram for some from background, and
this is like this is for like our consistent listeners, you know. There's Nick, and then there's another one. There's also Smithy. So they're listening, and if they would like to be guests, now that we can do remote, it's much more convenient. And we might have to do more than one a week, or just when we can squeeze it in case, you know, I'm getting busy and stuff.
We're definitely looking to increase our production and value and, you know, expand the Crypto Sparta community.
I have some friends who have been listening to it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I have some friends who listened to the first one where I was just really drunk. That was great. if there's anyone listening to this, you have to listen to the first one, go back.
Well, we're going to have Gabe post it. And then the thing is, In my personal shilling for my personal stuff, we have a outsourcing company that's yet to be named where we're scaling up. And then part of that team, it's like between corporate structures where like they'll be using resources to assist Crypto Sparta. We'll be increasing our social media. So we will be looking for increased like content production. And I'm interested in like anybody who can write or who wants to be an intern. But we now will have someone posting everything on like Spotify, YouTube, this and that. We're gonna, Aubrey, Brian, we gotta start Big doing game. The videos. We gotta start doing the videos. Like, we gotta like kind of ship shape up, and
we gotta shave.
We've done 12 of these or 13, and we've got a bit of a flow. So
yeah,
we'll be increasing like what we're doing going forward. And then also my offshore team will be responsible for the subscriber newsletter. So, Shikhar and Jatin, you know who you are. We'll bring them on as well. We'll be making it so that when you go onto the Crypto Sparta website, you'll be able to enter your email, and we won't be charging for the newsletter. We'll be giving out the content for free once a week. It'll be the two coin reviews that we get from Aditi, as well as hopefully a weekly blog. And then we'll have another social media intern taking care of like how we start the weekly stuff. They will be doing that in the written form on the subscriber newsletter. So exciting developments for Crypto Sparta.
Yeah, we're expanding our footprint.
Advertising on your own podcast. That's how it's done.
I mean, if you can't do it on your own. I love Lil Dicky make that money. He's like, if there's any time to chill out, can I not chill out on my own music? I'm pretty principled, so maybe it was a bit long of a advertisement for myself to try to, yeah.
I mean, this is your show.
We need some microphones. We need some lighting.
Yeah, you need microphones.
Yeah. This is a great high-tech stuff we've got right here. This is
video quality.
It's all great.
We'll be expensing into the corporate account. Don't worry about that, guys. Well, I'll tell you about the corporate retreat to be TBD. Might be in India. Might be in Thailand.
Dude, by the way, I heard India's back to normal. 3 weeks ago, there were nine buys in the streets.
It's not back to normal.
My friends have been telling me that like people are just like going back to normal right now.
Some people are. But on that note, man, I heard that the amount of money pouring into India.
Yeah, crypto wise is a lot.
Has gone up 60 times.
Yeah, I saw
it's at like 40 billion, and it was like hundreds of millions. But now it's 40 billion, I believe.
Yeah.
We're seeing an international pump. Hopefully we're going to see like an international bull market now. Like,
well, look, I don't think that there are any sharks listening, but I'm going to let you guys in on a little this, that.
little alpha.
I think I'll be working with Go Bazinga. It's a buddy of mine that I worked with in India at Drona HQ. And then I think that he and I will be working on some investment strategies, but he'll be looking to launch a social coin that has to deal with kind of TikTok, where it's similar to T-Fuel, where they're trying to reward people for giving attention to TikTok-like videos.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the people in India, too, that's where my offshoring team is. And this is like some non-crypto macro stuff, but people in America, it's tough to find people that can work. And then also in India, they work for very, very cheap. So if you need Indian labor, I won't show my services anymore, but if you need cheap Indian labor, you know where to go.
Daniel will be your conduit.
Yeah. No, Gabe, you take it away. I'm going to take a second off of the shilling.
Oh, shit. Apparently, Jonas just got injured. Sorry, guys, off topic. But, yeah. I want another bull market, bro.
Yeah.
I know. The bull market has not been what I was promised. As I've been
dude, we're gonna get another one right now. This is the start right now.
Not all my coins have been pumping. So it's like I want it all where it's like everything is green.
Brian, Elon Musk crashed us.
I know he messed. He screwed Elon with our heads. I will never buy a Tesla now. After he fucking I will never buy a Tesla.
Apparently, a lot of Bitcoin people sold their Teslas, and it's like It's a good time to buy a Tesla if you wanted one. The market is flooded with resold Teslas. I'm just a shady salesperson like that. Like, it's just like checking.
It's good value.
Hey, yeah, the market's down on Tesla.
50%.
Based off a lot of Bitcoin people, like Bitcoin and Tesla people are the same.
Oh, fuck Tesla. Fuck China. Any other ones, Daniel?
I mean, I think that when it comes to the foreign governments, fuck them all. Yeah.
That's why we're in crypto in the first place, right? Social equity.
Yeah. I remember when I was like, younger, and then seeing people yell short the banks, and like I didn't understand shorting or longing like options or whatever stocks, but shorting the banks, like Erzdal, it's the unfederal reserve, it's like
you basically short the banks, buying that.
I'm hedging against
stop the using the banks, they suck anyways. I've got to go talk to Wells Fargo again. I've got to open accounts and get approved, and it's like a headache. Like opening new businesses, you can open accounts on DeFi with a snap of your fingers if you know what you're doing.
Yep.
But that's the only problem, is that people don't know what they're doing yet.
It's going to be fun to kick back, see when's this race.
Swift,
I mean, there's going to be someone that didn't start yet. There's going to be someone that's not around that's going to be like huge in the next like 5 years.
You want to talk about Swift and Chainlink? That partnership?
I mean, I would love to, because it's like I'm doing a lot of business stuff and a lot of transactions with India, and Swift is incredibly important for very serious wire transactions. And if you guys don't know what Swift is or using a Swift code, I mean, I might sound like lucky or privileged, but like it's a headache to be sending money with Swift codes. Or going to like Western Union, I mean, and Chainlink is gonna back it up now. They're gonna make it better.
What's so nice about crypto is it's so easy to go internationally with it. Like, cause like, obviously, like your currency is usually gonna be worthless in another country, but your crypto is gonna be, you know, like worth its value no matter what, anywhere you send it. And I feel like that, like a ton of value lies there, and like no one really talks about that.
All you need is an internet connection.
Exactly. Like, I just like don't get why people don't see that. People like think CBDCs are going to like eliminate crypto. It's like, well, not really, because that CBDC is going to be worthless anywhere, just like the regular currency. It's just, you know, unless like exchanges are going to take every CBDC in the world, it's just going to be the same problem. I mean, maybe they will, but I doubt. I really highly doubt it. I mean, who knows about it? I just think all the CBDC stuff, like killing crypto, is just kind of wrong and misguided and like, well, kind of like lacks understanding.
I would say, though, and this was like to my earlier point, when it's the commercialization of crypto, is this the next level of the centralization of power where it's like, oh yeah, it's decentralized finance that's centralized in the hands of like Elon Musk and a few random people instead of like government.
Yeah. I think
the only way CBDCs really work though is if like entire countries just decide to make their currencies like other banks from other countries like their official currency. Like if that doesn't happen, I don't really see how it would work.
I think you see it with more institutionalized institutions like buying Bitcoin, right? Like there's way more manipulation, right?
I mean, this is the funny part where I'm like, I just like to like go off on like a crazy rant and rave, and I'm like, yo man, the global elite, it's the new world order. Andrew Yang, the Trojan horse. We want UBI, but they're just going to enslave us. There's going to be one global government, and there's going to be currencies controlled by a small elite. And I'm joking, but is any of that really a joke? Like,
no, there's like
going to be a monoculture controlled by the global elite and the media.
computer chips, man.
Yeah. I hate to do this, but I'm selfish. Daniel, I know it's a little off topic. Can we get like an anti-Biden rant from me right now?
Oh, man. I love it.
Is this a political podcast now?
No, it's just for fun.
So, guys, and then this is like a random thing, too, where it's like I bought CryptoMemes.com, and then it worked out pretty well where I got an offer for more because I developed it. And so then I also bought DogeMemes.com, and I want to market it to Elon. I recently bought Cardano Memes and ADA Memes. And I've been looking for other meme websites. So if you have ideas, I'll buy them and then maybe I'll give you like a fraction of what I make off them. But I looked up Joe Biden memes. It's already taken.
Of course.
Yeah. But I mean, the Joe Biden memes about him eating ice cream are hilarious. And then what the meme media isn't showing, and this is why we need decentralized media instead of like corporate media and cable networks. The foreign countries are making fun of him, and then we don't see that over here. And the algorithms are in control of centralized governments. Like, I could rant more and more about Joe Biden, but I'm trying to tie it back to crypto and why Google's algorithm should not steer you to CNN and MSNBC when that's not what I want to watch. And if people out there know about the old YouTube, you used to get exactly what the fuck you were looking for. Yeah. And go up onto YouTube and look up Joe Biden gaffes. Joe Biden says something weird. Kamala Harris cackles. Kamala Harris owned. And you can't find the things you're looking for. I look for all of the things that Joe Biden said that were racist. And it's hard to find on Google or YouTube. And he has a ton of them.
It goes to the economy, benefits everyone.
And the black people, you know, they can't become lawyers, you know, like crazy shit. And I tie it all back to crypto. Like, we need to get away from these stupid networks and YouTube. I mean, you know, we can tie it back to Sam fucking Bankman-Fried. Bankrolled him millions of dollars. And then you start realizing, dude, are we trading in the politicians for Sam Bankman-Fried and Elon Musk? And is it going to be just a tiny minority of really rich crypto people? And we're like, crypto is decentralized. Like, woohoo. And then it's like, oh, who not owns really. The majority of the
FTX
coin?
FTX is front running
even
everyone.
Less people than ever. Yeah.
FTX front runs everyone.
FTX sponsors Mars. Like, Jeff Bezos has bought Saturn. It's going to get really gross. Like,
Now, Bezos is going to buy the NFT of Saturn.
No, Bezos is going to, like, buy the simulation that everyone plugs into.
Gonna go straight to the creator. Yeah.
What if that moon launch though goes wrong? Isn't he like going into space?
Yeah, he could die. You're right. I mean, there's a pretty high probability you die when you go.
Yeah,
I could definitely have. But yeah, Bezos might.
And I mean, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that don't want him to come back. I believe it's hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, because he doesn't pay any tax.
He's very disliked by everyone. I feel like even Bill Gates is like way more liked. Like,
I mean, he looks like Lex Luthor. Why wouldn't you hate him?
He just screams evil.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but it's been good. Maybe we should get to the shills and wrap it up.
Yeah. Gabe, you want to go first?
I have to start. All right. Urzel's going to 10.
Yes. Nodding my head. Jack Darren, Nicholas, me.
Easily 10K. Easily 10K in the next couple of weeks. I think Bitcoin's going to 100K by the end of the year. What should I shill? Hold on. Let me think of
something. I'm going to take it next level off of what he said. Create if you can scrape together 32 ETH, create a node. The staking is sick. That's what I would shill, is do an Ethereum node.
Right,
so that's my shill. Yeah. Or I don't know even how to do a link node, like a validator node. I don't know how to do that, but I know if you have 32 ETH staked for ETH 2.0, I believe in Vitalik.
Yeah.
He's slowly cleaning up their act. Oh, another shill, you know? The ETH killers, always a good hedge. Solana's a good hedge. Cardano's a good hedge.
I've been seeing some bullish things about Phantom.
Polkadot, yeah.
Phantom has, like, been slept on. Like, I was like, when I found Phantom, I was like, this is the thing. And then it was like, why hasn't it gone up? And I gave my whole family Phantom. And I was like, fuck, if I had just given them Doge back then. They all would have had, like, I gave them all, like, 60, 80, 100 bucks, and they all would have had, like, thousands.
Phantom's doing a lot of crossing, but
I know, but it doesn't matter, dude.
I know, no one cares.
You need to hit the top 10 Ethereum Classic.
Ethereum Classic.
Mm. But Brian, you finish it off. You do the last one.
Well, Koski, we had Koski on the call too. You want to show your stuff?
Oh, I'm good. That was pretty comprehensive.
All right, so I guess I'll close out with then. I researching Theta today just made me really excited. I really like what Theta's doing.
Theta's low.
I know. Theta's
way below the all-time highs, like aggressive. All
it's like at $7.
Let me chill. Accumulate the alts that you have conviction in.
Exactly.
Buy Ethereum. Bitcoin's going to go up if you want to be safe. But I think that if you pick the right alts right now, that's where you really make money. This is like if you were buying Link when it was like stupid cheap. Yeah. It's like, where are the next gems?
Link is good right now too.
Theta is pretty safe, I think.
Solana should be safe, but it's just always hard to know at that kind of thing. A lot of money behind them.
Yep. And then stake all your shit. Anything you buy, just stake it. And then stake it. This is an interesting thing. I'm bullish on staking with stable pairs.
I stake my stable coins hella. It's like all I do.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can stake against coins that you actually want to collect in.
Yeah.
So bullish on
staking. It's all about 5 years from now, right? Like short term for me.
Yacht party.
Doesn't do anything right now. It's all about what it could be 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, at least we'll have good roads. At least we'll have good roads. Yeah. But all let's right. wrap it up.
On that note,
talk to you guys later.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Nick, for listening.
Viewers, yeah. I love you.
Shout out, Nick.
I love my viewers a lot. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye, guys. All right.
Peace.